Hello. Sorry sir, the line disconnected. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So why did you hang up the call, sir? You don't want to cancel your order?
Because one, I can't remember when I made a purchase on eBay that cost almost $300.
Okay, so no need to worry, sir. All right, because you told me you don't have remember when did you purchase. If you don't purchase, maybe someone else on behalf of you misused your information. So if you want to cancel, I'm just helping you for the cancellation process. I don't want you will lose your money, your hard-earned money. All right?
How much is the money? Well, hello? $299.
Yes, sir. It's $299.
$300. Yes. What I'm trying to say, I can't remember. I don't know any time that I made a request to purchase on eBay that cost like about that to cost me $300. That's what I don't really understand.
Yes, sir. If you don't feel okay, so you no need to worry that. All right. So just open up any Rex application. I will help you to show you each and everything regarding this order. All right. You just open
which order? I didn't make any order.
I understand that. You told me that you haven't purchased. That means some hacker, maybe some other people misused your information and they had tried to purchase the gift card on behalf of you for $299. So if you want to cancel, I will help you. And I will show you each and everything, how those people misuse your information, from which place, each and everything. So no need to worry. So just open the AnyDesk application. We are going to connect you to our security department so that we will send you the cancellation form and show you each and everything. Open the AnyDesk application.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe some hacker must have used my account and tried to purchase something.
All right, open the AnyDesk application. Did you open that application?
I've opened it.
Now what can you see?
I'm seeing a 9-digit number.
Just confirm me that number slowly, one by one.
It's 764-662-206.
Sir, tell me that number one by one, slowly, so that I can confirm is it correct or not.
206.
206. I'm confirming your number 7646622206. Is it correct?
7646622206.
Sorry, tell me once again.
7646622206.
662-2206. Double six four, right?
So it's 7646622206.
Okay. So I'm just going to help you for the cancellation process right now. So you do one thing. Just can you see the set password option over there?
Yes.
Open that set password option. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Okay, so now you do one thing. Scroll down.
Okay.
And can you see, just scroll down, can you see the permission profile option?
For what?
Permission profile. Permission profile.
Yes.
Okay, so you do one thing, click on that. Have you clicked on permission profile?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you see the third, fourth option, unattended access? Give a click on that. Give a click on that.
Yes.
All right. So can you see what can see? Can we enable unattended access?
What do you say?
Enable unattended access.
Yes.
Yeah, give a click on that box, the check box. Have you clicked on that check box? Hello?
I'm not I'm not comfortable. So, yeah, I can hear you, but I'm not really comfortable with all this.
Okay, no need to worry, sir. We are going to connect you. We are going to give you the secure password. Can you see the set password option over there?
What is it?
Set password. Can you see the set password?
Set password.
Yes. Can you see that? Can you see the set password option?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the set. I'm going to give you the secure password. Just carefully type over there. Letter E for echo. All in a small letter. Okay. All in a small letter. Just type E for echo. Yeah. I start typing over there. E for echo.
You want me to check it back to why I saw that password? So that was the first thing I saw.
Give a click on that box. Can you see the straight line? Give a click on a straight line. Can you see the straight line?
Don't do it.
Yeah, give a click on that straight line. So I'm going to give you the password. Just type all in lowercase, letter E for echo.
Wait, I'm saying I've taken it, but wait, just give me a second. Let me come up with
it. Okay. So now don't do anything then. I'm going to send you the security warning notification just to connect to the
network. I'm seeing a set password. I've got taking it to the screen where I saw set password. That first thing.
Yes. Type over there. Type over there. E for echo. Make the panel empty first. And type E for echo.
Wait. Set password. Remote address.
Type over there. E for echo.
Wait, I should type set password. I should click on set password. Okay.
Yeah, and type over there E for echo.
What did I type? Because I'm seeing something. Say, inside set password, I'm seeing interactive access permissions.
Okay, give a click on that. Yeah, give a click on permission set permission profile. Select that one, permission profile.
Allow. Permission, I see under permission, right? I see under allow other devices to save login information for this deck. Clear all tokens. Enable two-factor authentication.
Yeah, enable. Click on enable. Can you see the enable option?
Yeah,
give a click on enable. Give a click on enable.
Okay.
Have a click on enable.
Yeah,
can you see the set password option? Can you see
I'm saying enable two-factor authentication. Please set up your authenticator now.
Click on square box, enable.
I should click on what?
Yeah, give a click on that. That checkbox. Can you see the checkbox?
I'm seeing something that looks like a barcode and it's announced enter verification code.
Just hold on. Okay. All. Have you click on enable unattended access? Can you see the box, a square box, the check box?
Yes.
Yeah, give a click on that check box. Give a click on that.
No, it's not.
Did you click on check box?
Huh?
Did you click on check box?
Check box.
Yes, the square box. Just next to that image. Yeah.
I click on it, nothing is working here. I'm seeing on that enter verification code, cancel, then enable.
Enable, give a click on enable.
It's not going, it's not working.
Okay, yeah, now you do one thing, okay? Just hold the line. Let me check from my side. Don't do anything. Okay, you can't see the check boxes, sir. Just next to that enable.
What I'm seeing here, I'm saying, please set up your authentication now. You can use a smartphone app like free OTP, Android, iOS, or scan the QR code with your app and enter the generated code to enable two-factor authentication. So I'm seeing a QR code that I'm supposed to scan.
Okay, now don't do anything. I think that you will unable to find that, okay? So I'm going to listen carefully. As I told you, sir, we are going to connect you to our security department. So I'm just going to connect you to our security department so that I can show you each and everything and block those hackers, all right? So once you will see the security warning, you need to scroll down the page as soon as possible and click on two check boxes. I'm aware of this and don't show me again. I'm going to send, open the AnyDesk application once again. Open that application.
I've opened which application?
Is it open?
Which application should I open? I don't understand.
What can you see right now on the screen?
I click on enable two-factor authentication. That's where I am now.
Okay, now can you see the close option? Or come back to normal home screen? Yeah, come back to normal home screen. Press the home button and come back to normal home screen.
As you come back to home?
Yeah, come back to normal home screen. Your normal wallpaper where you can see your regular application. Open that application. Have you pressed the open, have you clicked on home button?
Yes.
Now open the AnyDesk application which we have installed now. Open that application, AnyDesk.
Okay.
Now what can you see? What can you see?
AnyDesk plugin at one.
Click on cancel. Don't click on open. Click on cancel.
I don't understand.
Click on cancel option. Can you see the cancel option? Very bottom.
Just give me.
Click on cancel option.
I'm not thinking. I'm on this home page. where the where I had, where I got right out the 9-digit number.
Just confirm me, yeah, confirm me that number once more time. That is the wrong number which you had given me. Tell me that number. Slowly,
seven,
slowly.
Six,
okay. 7-6-4.
6-6-2.
6-6-2.
206.
206. Okay, I'm going to send you the security warning. You need to click on check boxes and accept, okay, so that the cancellation process is started. All right, can you see the security warning?
Yes. Yes. What do you want to send?
I'm going to send you the security warning notification from our server so that we can connect you to our security department, send you the cancellation form, each and everything, so that we can show you how those people try to make the money from their site or to get the information. We can show you each and everything and block those hackers. All right. So you need to first click on, once you will see the security warning, just have a look very bottom. There is the two square check boxes. Give a click on one check boxes and accept. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, can you see the security warning? Click on very bottom. Have a look very bottom. You will see the check box. Give a click on check box and accept. Can you see the check box? I'm aware of this and accept.
Okay, yes, I'm aware of the risk.
Yeah, and accept. Click on accept. Can you see the very bottom, the accept option? Click on accept.
Oh. Wait, but the question one, you are about to grant full control to your device. Only accept this request if you fully ignore the support.
Click on accept and click on two square check boxes. Or one, if you click on one, is it possible? Click on one and accept. Do it fast. It will disappear.
I'm about to grant. You're about to grant full control of your device. Only
click on accept. Don't read. Click on accept. Click on accept. Did you click on accept? Hello?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Did you click on accept?
If you are accepting, this doesn't have everything.
Are you there?
No. Sorry. I'm not, don't worry. I'll